This is The 19. In 19 minutes or less, game-changing insights in healthcare from Orange Label, the leading response marketing agency for established brands that are driven by a fearless entrepreneurial mindset.
Hi, this is Kaylee Teske, account executive at Orange Label, and today we're talking about effective nurse recruitment tactics and the impact marketing has on finding the perfect candidate. As many of us have likely experienced in our own industries, job recruitment has evolved significantly. In today's world of media and communications, there are a variety of ways that a company can seek out potential candidates, which is why companies develop recruitment strategies to ensure that they are showing up in the most relevant places and that they are taking necessary steps to find the best candidate for the job. It's no surprise that in healthcare, finding the so-called perfect nurse candidate can be a rather big task. Think about it. Not only does the individual play a significant role in a patient's experience, but the individual is also a reflection of the hospital's brand. And if that's not enough to consider, hospitals must balance the supply and demand factors of registered nurses and, of course, the competitiveness of other hospitals and health systems. According to the 2017 U.S. News Best Jobs list, registered nurses rank number 17 out of 25 best healthcare jobs. The top 10% of RNs made more than $100,000, while the bottom 10% earned less than $46,000. Compensation was highest in California, including metropolitan areas of San Francisco, Vallejo, and Oakland. And registered nurses are projected to be in high demand in the next decade. The Bureau of Labor Statistics expects the profession to grow 16% by 2024, opening up approximately 439,000 new jobs. Nursing is not only a highly sought-after career, but it's clearly a position that is in high demand for many hospitals. So, how can hospitals get ahead of the game with their own nurse recruitment? To discuss this topic further, we thought it would be valuable to talk with a hospital marketing director to share his nurse recruitment experiences throughout his career. I'm pleased to welcome today's guest to The 19, our client of over 3 years, Scott Nariyoshi.
Hi, Kaylee.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Scott is the marketing and communications director at Dameron Hospital in Stockton, California. Scott, can you share a little background on how long you've worked in healthcare and in what roles?
Sure. I began my healthcare career in 1989 as a public relations assistant at the Queens Medical Center in Honolulu. After about a year and a half, I joined Kaiser Permanente Hawaii as a community relations coordinator, and I remained there for the next 17 years as my career progressed through a series of communications and community relations leadership positions until my final role there as the regional corporate communications director. Then in 2007, I transferred to Kaiser Permanente Central Valley Service Area in Northern California, where I served as the communications manager until I joined Dameron Hospital in 2015. And I can honestly say that it's been a very interesting 29-year journey. Before we begin, I do want to acknowledge the expertise and efforts of professional nursing recruiters out there who have devoted their careers to helping healthcare organizations with this ongoing challenge. I'd like to qualify my comments as coming from someone with a general background in healthcare communications and marketing.
Awesome. Well, 29 years is certainly a lot of experience.
Some people would call that old, but that's okay.
Awesome. So since you began your career in healthcare, what do you believe has changed the most in regard to healthcare recruitment as a whole?
Well, without a doubt, it's been the influence of technology, specifically the internet, and how it's opened up communication channels in terms of breadth, depth, and speed. When I began my career, the internet and cell phones were still being developed and personal computers were just being born. I was creating newsletters using a T-square and glue sticks to lay out articles after I created them on an electric typewriter. And my daughter doesn't even know what an electric typewriter is, so that says something. We didn't use computers at work. We used word processors with green screens. And most people searched for jobs looking through the classified ads in newspapers. I have many fond memories of circling potential jobs in the want ads.
Sure.
But, you know, I could go on and on about the good old days, but suffice it to say that, you know, back then employment agencies really had a prominent role in recruitment because they were one of the most effective channels for identifying prospective new hires for an employer and where people went when they're really intent on finding a job. Now, nearly everyone has virtually unlimited access to search engines and websites designed to match employers with employees. With the added ability of finding the right match based on search criteria that help to improve the odds of finding a good fit before the live interactions even begin. You know, technology has really changed how employers and job seekers find each other, really across all industries.
Yeah, absolutely. So today, what do you believe are the biggest challenges hospitals face when recruiting nurses?
Well, let's see. First, I would say it's a matter of supply and demand. Healthcare is a rapidly expanding industry because this country is faced with an aging population. You know, baby boomers, like me, belong to a tremendous bulge in the population, and we're getting to the point where some of our parts are starting to wear out, and we need help. Nurses are critically needed to help manage patients' healthcare needs, and they're needed in many different settings, inpatient, outpatient, nursing facilities, care centers, and the like. We have a nursing shortage, and it's only going to get worse. Second, most hospitals are seeking experienced nurses with specialized skills related to their service lines, like orthopedics, cardiac care, ICU, emergency, obstetrics. And, you know, we're all competing for the same pool of individuals with, you know, an excellent clinical background, professional bedside manner, and, of course, a heart of gold. So in order to attract nurses like this, you know, it's going to take more than just compensation and benefits. There really has to be something more, which really leads us to the third point, and that is retention. Retention is just as important as recruitment because experienced nurses are in such high demand, they usually have many options available to them if the quality of work life in their current job is anything less than satisfying. So, you know, in markets where competing hospitals are all within a commute time radius of about an hour or less, the personal impact of switching from one hospital to the other usually isn't that significant. So, you know, these nurses' decision is going to be based on what each hospital has to offer. And we have to realize that nurses talk. Yes, there's an informal grapevine that spans all the hospitals because nurses develop many relationships as they move from one hospital to the other. And in fact, you know, many of them hold jobs at more than one hospital at the same time.
Right.
And, you know, and yes, they also do share notes and make comparisons all the time. You know, every hospital says that they are a great place to work when it comes to, you know, recruiting and their messaging. You know, but the bottom line is the actual work culture in play on the nursing units. You know, it doesn't take long for the real culture to reveal itself to a new hire. You know, creating a workplace that keeps your staff engaged and satisfied is really one of the most important recruiting tools you have and really where all of your recruiting efforts do pay off. That's really a very big thing.
Absolutely. And just for a little more context, when a hospital decides to implement a nurse recruitment campaign, on average, how many positions are they trying to fill? And how far does a hospital typically cast its net? Do you search local, out of state, or?
Well, you know, it really does depend on the size of the hospital and the marketplace that they're in. You know, having had experience at a very large healthcare system with multiple hospitals and outpatient facilities, and then a very small community hospital without a network affiliation, it's been interesting to note how they have different challenges and approaches to nursing recruitment. It also makes a big difference where your hospital is located as well. Local candidates, you would want to outreach to qualified nurses within a geographic area that falls really within a reasonable commute time. Typically, I would say about 90 minutes or less. However, it also depends where your hospital is located. You know, it makes a big difference if your hospital is in San Francisco or, you know, way up in the foothills of the Sierras. The further removed you are from the urban core or the further you spread your outreach efforts, it's more likely that a successful hire needs to relocate or deal with a significant lifestyle change. So, you know, at that point, you know, some added incentives might be needed. But it really depends on how specialized the position you need is and how urgently you need to fill it.
Got it. I'm assuming that certain nurse positions can be more difficult to recruit than others. In those instances, are separate recruitment plans put in place, or are the recruitment campaigns universal?
I would say that there are two different categories in nursing recruitment. New graduates and nurses with experience. Recruiting new graduates is generally easier because you can focus your efforts on the nursing schools. You know, the key is building a relationship with the school through training partnerships or just ensuring that students are aware of postgraduate employment opportunities at your hospital. You know, direct student outreach efforts should be timed to coincide with the student's final year leading up to graduation, you know, as they kind of figure out what their next step is going to be after school. Maintaining contact with the nursing school administration and guidance counselors are also important because there may be opportunities to engage directly with nursing students right on campus. It's never too early to let them know about your hospital and why they should consider working there.
Absolutely.
You know, building upon this, many hospitals also run special programs for new nursing graduates to essentially grow their own specialty nurses by giving them the opportunity to advance their skill level on the job, you know, by having them work with mentors. But recruiting experienced nurses is usually more challenging simply because most experienced nurses are already on the job. You know, they're working. So you basically need to attract them away from somebody else. And their reasons for coming to work for you will be as individual as they are, right?
Right.
Things like work-life balance, career progression, compensation, scheduling flexibility, lifestyle, and, you know, their ability to affect change in the workplace are just some of the things that have appeal to different individuals. You know, in this case, you would really have to cast a wider net to increase the odds of catching the attention of those who feel a need for, you know, one of these things, something's missing, and they seek it out. But this requires basically a broader campaign. You want to reach out as many potentials as possible to improve the odds.
That makes sense. With nurses with experience, then, do you find that going to conferences and forums, trying to hit them where they're in associations, that makes the most sense?
Absolutely, because, you know, they, even when they're in a job, you know, even when they're happy, they still want to keep in contact with the networks. They go for professional education to further their careers. There are many networks out there where, you know, there's opportunities because sometimes people are sitting on the fence. And so all it takes is, I never, you know, thought about that. But then people talk and someone will say how enjoyable it is where they're at. And then, you know, the door starts to open. So absolutely, those different places where they network, a perfect target.
Great. In your experience, what are a few of the key components of an effective nurse recruitment campaign and why?
Let's see. When launching a campaign, you know, there really has to be an efficient and effective way to allow potential hires to get a taste of what working at your hospital is like. You know, marketing outreach channels like mailers, emails, posting on nursing profession websites and ads, you know, they essentially chum the waters, you know, I'm borrowing a fishing term, you know, chum the waters, to get their interest. But then you need a critical next step to set the hook as you, you know, so that you can really reel them in. So, you know, the call to action is a hosted career fair, you know, where nurses can come and interview directly with your nursing leadership. You can also offer opportunities to have attendees chat with existing staff or maybe take tours of the facility. If you're looking for specific skill sets, you know, you can establish that up front within your outreach materials so that you can ensure the fair is productive and you end up with a solid list of applicants for consideration. You can also use, you know, the power of the grapevine. Remember, nurses talk, you know, and you can have your own nursing staff reach out to their networks to see if their nursing friends might consider becoming a part of your team. You know, you might create incentives for successful referrals. I mean, how many times have we all heard people say that the best thing about their job is the people they work with, right?
Yeah.
So working with people you enjoy is definitely a plus. So this kind of helps facilitate that.
Right. Reminds me of college recruitment and getting a feel for what you're about to experience. That's important.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
In your opinion, how does a hospital's existing advertising and marketing impact a hospital's nurse recruitment efforts?
Well, I think there's a direct correlation between a hospital's general advertising and brand positioning and its nurse recruitment efforts. You know, the hospital's brand position sets the foundation for all of its messaging to different audiences. The brand and advertising should address the question, what do we want to be known for? And once that's established, all of your other campaigns build upon that, and they should all reinforce each other. So as an example, a hospital might initially choose a specific service line and explain why they're the best hospital to offer it by stating their awards, positive results, you know, testimonials. Then they follow up with a series of campaigns about specific programs under that service line, touting new technologies, procedures, and results that reinforce the overall service line messaging. And then, you know, finally, you leverage all of these positioning efforts when recruiting nurses by appealing to their desire to be a part of something special and exciting, right? So for nurses already in that specialty area, it might offer new opportunities to further their career. And, you know, for other types of nurses, it may be an opportunity to focus in this particular specialty area. And, you know, really, who doesn't want to be a part of the winning team, right?
Absolutely.
So, but, and finally, there's something to be said about the importance of advertising, you know, to build general awareness of your hospital. You know, everyone knows about hospitals like the Mayo Clinic and Stanford, but, you know, really, the rest of us have to try harder to get our name out there, you know, through advertising and word of mouth. So, you know, when a potential candidate's first reaction to your outreach effort is, yeah, I've never heard of your hospital, then, you know, that's probably a good reason to take another look at your overall marketing approach.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, making sure that you're saturated enough in the market so that people generate brand awareness.
Right, so at least they're aware so that it triggers some familiarity. You know, then you know, that gets you halfway there.
One last question, and I'm going to pose this question in connection to today's sum up of the 19. What's one key takeaway or final thought on nurse recruitment that you would like to share with our listeners?
Let's see. I would say successful nursing recruitment is about successful nursing retention. You know, you really have to work on both of them because they build off of each other. You know, it's like rowing a boat. When you use both oars together, you move forward with ease. You use one without the other, and it has you going in circles, and you keep ending up right where you started.
Yeah, I think with you don't want to see some hospital with a lot of turnover, so that's important.
Exactly. And so that's why, they, you know, when you're recruiting nurses and then churning them through, you know, you're going to have to keep recruiting them. And so a lot of times before you launch a recruitment campaign, it's really important to make sure that the work environment is very pleasant and you're able to, because remember, all the hospitals are trying to, you know, take experienced nurses from one another. And so you got to hold on to the good ones that you have.
That's a great final thought for our listeners, Scott. Thank you for your time today and for sharing your insights into hospital marketing and nurse recruitment.
Oh, it's been my pleasure, Katie. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to The 19, Nurse Recruitment That Hires. If you have additional questions on this topic, please share them with us. Visit our website, orangelabeladvertising.com, and contact us. And be sure to tune in for our next episode discussing the value of hosting events, seminars, and workshops.
This was The 19, brought to you by Orange Label. If you're interested in more healthcare response marketing, visit our blog and subscribe to our content, where we share our response marketing expertise on current healthcare industry topics. Visit orangelabeladvertising.com for all the details.